This goes to Dr. Heather Underhill, U-N-D-E-R-H-I-L-L, fax 231-796-1080, regarding Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Lazaro, L-A-Z-Z-A-R-O, date of birth 2/21/1971. Dear Dr. Underhill, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Lazaro with biopsy-proven lupus nephritis and proliferative glomerulonephritis. Her last visit was 1 year ago, November 8th. Her weight is stable. She's been feeling well. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She takes 2 milligram of prednisone daily and Plaquenil, 200 milligram once daily. Also Tylenol, calcium, multivitamin, Flonase as needed, and Claritin, 24-hour, 10 milligram once daily, and a Voltaren gel to the thumb joints as needed for pain. Physical exam, weight 166 pounds, pulse 92, and blood pressure 102 over 77. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 6/14/2023. Creatinine is 0.49, estimated GFR is greater than 90. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 10.2. Albumin is 4.3. Her hemoglobin 15.1 with a normal white count. Normal platelets. Urinalysis, negative for blood and negative for protein. Assessment and plan, lupus nephritis, stable on low-dose prednisone and also on Plaquenil. And history of proliferative glomerulonephritis. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.